The Drive with Reggie Solani. AJ McLean. And Sanele Nongauza.
All right, 13 minutes before 5. As promised on the line, our corner, Sandisiwe Segeleni. Nongumamaka Esona, who's a 10-year-old girl from Emondi. She has been selected to compete with Biathlon World Championship ezabe ise Portugal from the 26th of October. Hi, sis Sandisiwe Kunjane.
Hi, Regina.
I can't see, and this morning is at Sendoba Unga be proud. Uziva njani ngokukhethwa kwakhe?
I'm proud kakhulu because Esona, this year was actually supposed to be a learning curve for Yena. She's only started this year with computer at that level. So she hadn't competed before. But to our surprise, Gewa Sothusa, and she did very well. I'm very, very proud of her.
Tell us more about her sporting career. Has she always been someone who's tanda yoga kulu e-sport?
Yeah, I would say that because I'm also a very sporty person. So
oh, wow.
I try by all means to instill into the right women. And also she has been showing like great improvement with sports psyche because we have kanda kakhulu kunda zenzayo, and also academically, she's very, very good at schooling. She's in the top 5 of school winning.
Oh, wow.
And, she's coping very well. And in terms of her sport, okay, she started swimming when she was 6 years old. I started to learn to swim. And then she quickly improved. And then they were like, no, man, there's something there. And they worked with her and they pushed her. And then she started to compete with biathlon in 2019. And then, unfortunately, in 2020, Ekalim. And then, kwabakho lockdown. So she had to stop and not do races anymore because the Govali were next, no sport. And then in 2021, she started doing both biathlon and biathlon. And biathlon is the one that she's going to Portugal for. Biathlon, Yona is running, swimming, and running in our A1. And then biathlon, ubaleka kwenye venue and then uqhude kwenye venue.
Okay, so biathlon le ayelayo ngoku Portugal.
Yeah.
Okay. See, True FM sisitishi sabantu abatsha. Sometime last year, there's someone ebesikhe samnceda from Hector Peterson High on our show edinga uncedo for ukuhamba ayodlala ayoparticipate kwi-tournament ye-netball. Bangena ke baphulaphuli baza naloo nto baza nayo sakwazi ke uyo-hand over lo checks. Nelo themba ke nanamhlanje as well njengoba sithemba kunye sithetha kunye nawe into yoba uzakwazi ukuncedakala uesona ngose kumamela ngenxa yabaphulaphuli bethu. Ingaba udinga assistance enjani ukuze ibe yimpumelelo le nto yoya kwakhe ePortugal?
Into esiyidingayo kakhulu yi-financial assistance because the government does not contribute anything towards i-trip kaesona. The country does not help either. Isamba ibhatale nekit le yembali. We have to buy ikits na ngokwethu zabazali and pay the registration and all those things. And we have to make sure umntana is accommodated over at that side and yonke into edingekayo for her to prepare to go to e-race Liana and the tournament, we have to make sure that it happens. So as if money assists them financially at all.
Are there people that have contributed yet?
Yes, there is a bit of money in our Kenistic account, which is Ikona Imale Payana. If people want to donate, you can donate as little as 50 rand. And there's a link, but I'm sure I can send it to you guys. And then if you can you please share it? And also, we do have a fundraiser that we are doing with Mene Ibrahim Squash Bugs. We are sneaking a barbecue hub, yes, and that it's worth 7,000 rand. So we're raffling that off at the moment. And also, there are people who have made pledges to say in the banner they are going to help, but we need to move now. We need to raise this dongoku before Siyambe. So it's not like about this I have to Cape Town and then it's about, okay, this is relaxed, this is Pauline. So we need to do a few things before we actually get to Portugal. Like we have to do visas and all of that.
Udinga malini and ikuvisa njani mhlawumbe kwaye lithini in general uluvo lwakho around lento yalento ye 190,000.
Look, that figure that's there, it is a figure not just for Mlando Eson, Muzan hindi ka umbe ahamba, kutuwa nuba hipbox, waka yinduna, unetini ya kamba na yu.
Okay.
Muzundu waka kwa zuhamba without coach ya kia, kwa zuhamba without inanit.
Mm-hmm.
Ueso onake, uwamba nam, ezu mama wake, and then ukonu tatuto mtala, that normally if people have been following our story, baya yazi, ndobana, usista wamu no mkesekele, he always goes with us wherever we go, because she takes the role of assistance, ata kum, because sometimes there's meetings that we have to go and attend. So I can't come with me to that meeting. So there must be someone to stay with her. Can't be like even at the moment, if I'm at work, my sister takes her to swimming, mendon, and all those things, the extramural activities. So that is why she's going. Esona is going with her coach, which is with the elephant head, and he's coming with us. So those costs were not meant to be actually posted there. Those costs were the cost of the estimation that was not concrete or confirmed, but it should have not been posted. But there is going to be a media release to apologize to Abasali Aba, who got worked up about the whole thing, because it's not the final figure. It's an estimation that we got from people who had traveled to go overseas or whatever and giving us information of how much we probably need, more or less. And at the moment, there are people that are chipping in now, that travel agents that are coming through to say that they can help us out.
Mm. You know, Maka Esona, I think Ayonando for me is that people are forgetting that central to this story is an excellent 10-year-old biathlete who has such an achievement. And now it's almost as if that achievement is being overshadowed by all the other commentary about the 190,000 rands. What can you say about how your daughter has reached this level? Very, very few children reach the level of achievement that your daughter has and this level of excellence.
Well, Efona, she really pushes, she works very hard. And you know, if people have been listening to the interview, that's what I always say, Nirvana, to peers my age, push yourself. Try hard. Listen to your teachers. Listen to your parents. Be obedient. And as we are a church family. So it is very disturbing. And I'm very emotional right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm very, very emotional because people are vile on social media.
Look, okwethu siyi True FM is to assist you. Like I said earlier, we've done this before with other kids. Kumdana womntomnyama lo, kumdana walapha Eastern Cape. We know the struggles enijongene nazo as single mothers. So we are here for you. We need those details. I'm really sorry about this. We need those details where abantu banokwazi ufaka oko bakwazi ukufaka. I'm sorry about everything yenzekayo siyibona ku social media at the moment. Like I said earlier, this is not a moment befanba ulila kuba uvaka bhlungu, befanba uliliswa kuvaka mnandi right now,
because your daughter
is not only making you proud, she's making this province proud and this country proud.
Yes.
So I don't know if you do have the details with you, or can you please ask us to sneak later? Says Nikela Bapula and post it on our page as well. Where people
I can send it. I'm going to send it via WhatsApp and you can post it on your page.
Okay, all right. We'll post them up on our page. Natisa Kaza Kwalape Moyeni. Mazwa Kokabela and just Sandy Siwe.
I want to thank our values who have been supporting us thus far, and also the opportunity that you're actually giving us to talk to Abantu and tell them our story. And there's one thing I want people to know. Wesona is the only black girl in the whole entire event who's coming from South Africa and all over the country.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Big ups to Esona.
We will encourage people. We will try to make sure almost every day we encourage people in Dobaba contribute, because Esona, unyusa kwak, not once, upakamisa kwak, le flag yomzanza Afrika, uzabe representa tina sileli lizwe. And see, True FM, we really want to be part of that journey. We really wanted to look back and say True FM did contribute as a youth station. Siyabulela, ukine womelele, we will push it on the station and make sure that we support you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think also it's in a tendency as people of taking things njengale context with not just taking figures and not really understanding okokuba mhlambi they are cause. Now that she's explaining to it, it's cause for two adults no esona.
Yeah.
And mhlambi we might not have the in depth. It's good that she has spoken out, but I think masingalibali at the center of this is a 10-year-old girl who is excellent and who has achieved something that most 10-year-old black girls don't achieve. Masingalibali leyo into. Let this not overshadow her excellence and her determination. Ukuba siyakwazi bekufanele bumaka esona gakhalohlo. Ukuba siyakwazi si udonate lo ndo uyidonateayo. If you don't add to the negative commentary as an adult. I don't think it's necessary.
And any person wadlalela either a province or this country can tell you now how difficult it is. You think u qualifier for ukwazi udlala Eastern Province means that the Eastern Province hockey or netball is going to pay. No. Umzali onomntana odlalela i province can tell you now they have to fork out of their pocket.
Yeah.
From their traveling to their accommodation, into funeka iphume epokothweni yabo yena umzali. Kanti umntana odlalela i province okanye odlalela i country, especially in individual sports, we have to think twice. Abanye abazali have to go all lengths. Abanye have given up. But if 2FM as a platform, we will continue to support any parent odinga uncedo in development of umntana omgqubo. Xesha lendaba is 5
The Drive with Reggie Solani. With Reggie Solani. AJ McLean. AJ McLean. And Sanele Nongauza.